Yo, what up? This is your most dangerous podcast in the world. It's your boy, Big J.
Yo, what up? Bienvenidos. It's your boy, Los Paisas del Paisas. OVO Alf.
What it do, baby boo? It's your boy, Schemer of 400. He's never gonna fuck with
never,
you.
Never. Hey, I like the baby him. Boo. Oh, baby, nah.
Is that what you
call your honeys? Babies,
baby,
or do you call them boos?
Nah, I don't call them.
Come here, boo.
Nah.
What do you call your girls?
Babe.
Is that like your go-to?
Yeah.
When you start, okay, let's say you're barely starting to, you know, mess with a bitch. You know, you're getting into it. You start to feel her, and she feeling you. What are you calling her? Babe?
Babe.
When do you start calling her babe?
Ooh.
or is it you just feel it one day? You hit the, hey, babe, and then you see how she reacts to it.
Yeah. So like, it depends on what we're talking about. You know, like, say we're talking about, so like, romantic shit. I'll be like, oh, yeah, babe, this. I'm like, yeah.
Okay, romantic? Yeah. You romantic?
Eric, no, I don't know you the romantic type, bro.
No way. You the homie showing up with a suit and a rose in his mouth? Nah.
Nah. I don't know about the suit. But the rose, yeah, hell yeah.
Okay.
That's pretty fresh.
What about you, Big J? Big J, where did that come from? Why are you big?
Oh, yo, we get into the backstory now?
We get into the backstory. You need to reintroduce your new, what do you call that? Your new persona?
Yeah, see, it was Johnny Sins, but...
Damn.
I got two now. I got two nicknames. Just like Eric. Schemer Eric and what is it?
Mr. Cloud Chaser. Mr. Cloud Chaser.
Nah, that one's dead. Oh,
Schemer 400?
Dead. Schemer 400.
Okay.
Schemer
400. Schemer of 400 is what I heard today. That's what you said, right?
Yes, sir. Schemer of 400.
And he emphasized the 100.
Is that like a homage to Montana of 300 or what? Are you just trying to one-up him?
I'm just trying to one-up him. Why be 300 when he can be 400?
Hey, Montana 300 hard.
Stop is he? Playing. I haven't heard him in a minute.
That shit is hard.
I mean, he's all right, bro.
Overrated as fuck. He's not even overrated. He's so underground.
Nah, he really is. Loki, he's... When I say underrated, I don't think he's that good. I'm going to say he's rated just right. He should be underground.
Nah, I think he's underrated. He shouldn't be underground, but I'm not saying he should be like, you know, he ain't Drake level.
Right.
But, you know, he deserves a show at the Complex. Fuck. He's better than Liquid Joe's.
He performed at Liquid Joe's?
Yeah.
There's no way.
Yeah, he performed at Liquid Joe's like, I think like 2 years ago.
What about Sky? Better than Sky?
No, that's why he deserves something like Sky Complex. And for those of you that are not Utah natives, those are like, you know, I venues. That's where your I artists go to.
Okay, look, I'm gonna say this right now. Sky, right? Sky. If you're at Sky, you're either up and coming, you're fucking washed. Like, there's no in between. You're not a good artist.
No, hey, low key.
Let's be real.
Let's
be fucking real.
You're up and coming. My boy Pauly D is there at least once a month.
You're washed.
Like, if you're coming up in the game, you go there, respect it. But if you already had fame and you lost it, I'm sorry, bro. You suck now.
What do you mean, DJ? Pauly D is a really good DJ. That's why he keeps coming to us.
Pauly D's fucking ass. That's why he's in Utah. All I'm saying, nigga, is if I was famous, I would not be coming to no Salt Lake City venue.
Damn. You saying they're not good enough?
I'd be out in Cali, Vegas.
To me, he's doing a world tour.
Miami. He's doing a world tour?
This is his world tour. Low key, I don't know about Pauly D. I'm not even going to hold you. Because TVH, bro, I felt like this dude has came here at least 3 times in the past, like, not even the span of a year.
Yeah, bro sucks.
Yeah, I feel like my boy was here, like, not too long
ago. He's just trying to gym 10 and what the fuck is it? Gym 10. The fuck is... What else does he fucking go by? Because remember he used to go fucking... I don't remember
what it was. What are these? Eric, what the fuck are you talking about, nigga?
Never mind. Never mind. You guys never watched Jersey Shore?
I'm gonna be honest, low-key, nah, bro.
Low-key, nah, bro.
Nah. All I know was Pauly D and fucking Snooki, because they were, like, memes.
Oh, fucking Snooki and, what's the other one? J-Wow.
Oh, J-Wow, too.
No, all I remember was because my sister liked that show. All I remember was they used to hit the clubs a lot. They would fuck a bunch of people, and then they would have a duck phone. That duck phone was fresh.
A duck phone?
Yeah.
Hard.
Low-key, they did.
But yeah, other than that, I have no fucking clue.
Yeah, no, because I remember watching like a little show about them, like how they all like reunited and shit.
Yeah,
it was like for 3 months, and they didn't get shit from that episode, from like that series, not like no pay for 3 months, going out clubbing every weekend, with no job.
So they're washed.
Yeah,
just had to establish.
What you
that
mean? They didn't they work at the one shop? The fucking they worked somewhere. I know they did because I watched that episode.
A shop?
They had like jobs and shit.
They worked at a shop? Maybe shop co, nigga?
No, they worked at like a t-shirt. Like, you know the fucking Fugazi shit at the mall?
Oh,
where they make shirts and shit? Yeah, they worked in something like that. Yeah, I remember that.
That's crazy.
See, they had revenue coming in. Shit.
I know damn well that place wasn't fucking enough to fucking be going to the club every weekend.
What you mean? They didn't look, bro. The club was walking distance. They didn't have to pay for Uber, nothing.
Just a short walk away.
Just a short walk away to the club. That's crazy. Would you go to the club that much?
Hell no.
Hell no.
No?
Emphasis on the hell no.
Hell no. But, yeah.
But, yeah, if you guys didn't know, me and your boys went out clubbing this last weekend. And all I got to say,
the
man.
The goons.
The goon squad went out clubbing. And all I'm going to say here is I underestimated my boy Eric. My nigga came out with three bitches. Three? Two.
Yeah, what was it? Was it two or three?
Three of them, bro.
Yeah, hell yeah. We're saying three.
No, it was two.
Nah, three nah, it was two. Bitches, bro. My boy was like fucking Scarface with the money, but instead of the money, he had the bitches over him.
With the AMF, strawberry, the watermelon, yeah, AMF. Bro.
He said, "What up, girl?" He had to extend one of his arms to touch the other bitch. That's how much bitches he had.
You're hard, Eric. My bad, Eric. I wasn't familiar with your game like that, bro, honestly.
I'm sorry, OG. Didn't mean to play you like that.
This homie really tried to set me up with Lydia's cousin. I'm sick.
Who?
You.
She was a nice girl, first of all.
I'm sick. Hey, look.
Don't ever say a nigga can't play Cupid, bro.
No one didn't say you don't, but I what did I tell you? Nah, don't do it because I'm not going to talk to her. And you asked me, are you going to be nice or are you going to be rude? I told you, I'm going to be rude.
Imagine you were rude and she still wanted you.
No. She told me the last time I talked to her,
she told you that after some events happened and she saw. That's why. Before, bro,
me dancing with another girl in front of her.
Yeah, she was all into you, bro. She was chopping it up with you. She wanted your drink. She purposely grabbed your hand. Hey, bro, she was smacking you with those fucking...
Nah, she ruined it, nah.
Those, whatever the fuck those were.
The noodles.
Light up noodles.
Nah, she was ruining it. But not like how my boy ruined it, too.
What did I do?
What did I do? Okay, elaborate.
So, I seen this little fine little shorty, right?
let's go with that.
The shorty.
We could say little shorty. How about that?
Definitely little shorty.
So I seen her dancing all by herself type shit. And, you know, I'm across my boy Johnny. Johnny's, Big J is closer to her. And I'm like, hey, Big J, switch me spots real quick.
He said, this is not what fucking happened, Eric.
But nah, I did. No, I did tell you. Hell no. He lied. No, I did tell you. I told you. Switch me spots real quick.
Real. Hold the fuck up. No.
Yeah. Real recognized real. Okay. Sorry. I said, Johnny, switch me spots real quick.
Let me fix this fucking story real quick.
We'll get an exposed.
Let me fix this story. First of all, you were drunk. I was not. This is what happened.
Very true.
There was a little shorty next to me, up in front of me, dancing alone. You were next to me on the other side. She was on my left, like adjacent to me, and you were directly to my right. And I was like, yo, Eric. I was like, she's dancing alone, bro. Do your thing. And you're like, fuck, you right, huh? She is alone. I'm like, yeah. I'm like, go get it, bro. And then you said, all right, switch me spots. Don't fucking act like I didn't set that up, bro. You wouldn't have done it if I wasn't there.
Damn. He leaving out vital information.
That's vital information because I'm the setup here.
He wants to make sure everyone thinks he's a pimp daddy. Pimp daddy master.
You act like that was a fucking windmill dunk. Nah, nigga. It was an alley-oop. And I threw the alley.
You say it was alley-oop. Yeah, so that happened. So I started kind of dancing on there. I had the pool noodle on my left hand and my drink in my right. What did I do with my drink? Did I hand it to one of you guys?
You tried. You wasn't about to play me though, nigga.
You wasn't about to play me either.
I don't know what the fuck I did with the drink. Somewhere, somehow the drink disappeared. Then I had the fucking pool noodle, and I don't know if I gave it to one of you guys or I don't know what the fuck happened to buy me, or I threw it away. I gave it to someone. I don't remember. I just remember I was like, okay, because I was dancing with her with my right hand on her fucking, on her side, on her little waist, and then my fucking, the pool noodle on my left. And
on her little waist, huh?
And I don't know what the fuck happened. I don't know what happened to that pool noodle when I started dancing with her. And she starts dancing, and she turns around. She said, your friends are staring. I said, what? Like, no, they're not. What?
He said, what?
Oh, word?
And my bad, my nigga. I really was. I was hella staring. And, like, I don't know if I was with Alfred or my brother. And I'm like, look at this nigga, bro. Look at him. Look at him. Look at him. And we were looking. And I think she turned around and saw I was
No, bro. I'm not going to lie to you. I was not looking. But then I'm like, fuck. I need to take a quick glance at it. As soon as I started fucking looking, bro, she literally turned her head back, bro. And I know we made eye contact. I'm like, fuck.
So yeah, so then she's like, okay, well, I'm gonna go to the bathroom real quick. And I'm like, all right. So I kind of disappeared a little bit.
That's crazy. She was what?
So then she fucking, because I'm still talking to her right now.
Uh-huh.
She was like, yeah, so where'd
you tell her to listen to this podcast?
No, not yet.
Oh, I bet. Good.
Good.
But hey, I told the other one though.
Okay, that don't matter.
Oh, that don't matter.
Yeah, so she was like, yeah. She told me, she's like, yeah, I was, like, looking for you after I got out of the bathroom, but I seen you talking to the other girl. She's like, I don't know if you're going to dance with them. And I'm like, was it the girl in the fucking blue? In the blue, she goes, yeah, I think so. And I sent her the little video, the one that you're talking to, when you were talking to her.
Right.
And she's like, yeah, it was that girl. And I'm like, oh, my God. I'm like, wow. She was like, yeah, the guy I was with was getting, like, he was getting, what the fuck is the word? He was getting jealous. And he was, like, getting all up under. She didn't want to dance with him. She's like, yeah, I was looking for you, but until I seen you with the other girl. So I stopped looking for you, and I'm like, damn.
Oh, cool. I'm going to be honest with you, nigga. Like, I know what happened, but I heard what you said right now, and I'm so fucking confused.
No, because, look, so when I went.
hold on. What did it say?
So, okay. So after the whole your friends are staring at me.
Right.
She went to the bathroom. Okay, and then I don't know where the fuck I went. I went somewhere. I don't know where the fuck I went. But I started talking to the other girls, the girl in blue, like, you know, just kind of like having a little casual talk.
Right.
And that's when she told me that she's like, yeah, I want your friend Johnny, if I'm being honest with you. I'm like, oh, bet. And that's when I just left from there. And she was like, yeah. Like, she texted me. She told me, she's like, yeah, I was looking for you after I got out of the bathroom, but then I seen you talking to the girl in blue. So when I was talking to that girl.
Okay.
And then so she started dancing with another guy.
Damn, she left you that quick, bro?
She told me the homie's getting a little too up and personal, and she wasn't fucking with them.
Oh, okay.
And then because I know I told you, but some guy came up to me. He's like, "Hey, bro, that's my cousin." And I'm like, "Oh, for real?" He goes, "Yeah, but you seem like a cool guy. I fuck with you. Just take care of her." He's like, "Don't hurt it." And I'm like,
"Wait, who was he talking about? The one that you were dancing with?"
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he told me that was her cousin. So I asked her too, and I'm like, "Yeah, was your cousin there?" She was like, "Yeah." He tried to fight the other guy that was dancing with her. Like, that's hard.
Oh, nah. Baby.
Sick.
Baby, nah.
But yeah, he's over here telling me he likes me and shit. He goes, "Yeah, don't take care of her."
He
don't.
Gave me the certified, I can fuck with you.
Yeah, sir.
That's crazy. Wait, hold on. I have a question, though, bro. Huh. You said that girl told you that she was feeling me, right?
Yeah.
You told her I was married, right?
Huh?
You told her I was married?
I believe so.
Okay, because somebody did. The only reason I'm saying that is because she came up to me. And then she's like, "I'm so sorry." She's like, "I really didn't mean to disrespect you. I didn't know you were married."
When was this?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's when I saw her because she was right in front of me when she was talking to you.
Yeah, she's like, "I didn't mean to disrespect you. I didn't know you were married." She's like, "But you're really cute, though." And then I'm like, "No, it's all good. Like, we still chilling. We vibing, whatever." And then, yeah, and then she left. But I was like, did I tell her? I didn't tell her. I think you told her.
I think I did. I don't know.
Okay. Way to be a good friend, Eric. Respect that.
I respect it, Eric. Thank you, bro.
Thank you, Eric. That wasn't necessary. Fuck!
But let's not forget, Alfred. We did ask her.
No, hey, get the fuck out of here. No,
bro. Hold on. We not.
What'd you ask her? What'd you ask her?
I didn't hear this shit.
This is a lot of fucking information. The same girl, bro.
I did not hear this shit.
The girl in the blue?
The girl in the blue that supposedly wanted me or whatever. We asked her when I was trying to play Cupid with you. She said, "Oh, I like that guy in the white."
Oh, yeah, she did. No, she did.
Let's not fucking say who was wearing white.
No, she did. I remember, because that was like, it was back when you like first started like talking to her, though, huh?
Yeah, it's when we were outside.
Yeah. No, yeah, she did. She did say that.
It's like, damn. Fucking Alfred, bro. Bro, as soon as she said that, nigga, I thought it was raining. I swear to God. I was like, where the fuck is this puddle coming from? Bro, I look up. I'm like, oh shit, it's her.
Oh no.
Oh, I'm fucking weak, bro.
He didn't want Lydia's cousin.
Oh no. It was cream. I was wearing a cream colored shirt. She could have been talking about that dude walking up the stairs with the white shirt. Shit.
All right, bro. All right. No. We were pointing at our group and we were very
specific.
We were very specific. How about that? You knew who was in that group.
But so what happened after we got out of the club?
Oh, you know, we started walking up the stairs doing some cardio. We said we were just randomly talking to some girls when we were at the parking garage when we were leaving. You know, there was just some bullshit old talk, you know. We're leaving, getting ready to leave. Well, those same girls are there. So I don't know. Who the fuck you went up to and started talking to them first?
You did.
Was it me?
You did. Nigga. You're the one who wanted to talk to them in the first place. Stop acting surprised. Yeah, ¿quién yo fue? Nah, nigga. Yes, you did. Acting all surprised and shit. Nigga, you know it was you.
No. Look. In the beginning, yes, I know that. But when we were leaving, I don't remember that.
Bro, if anything, at the beginning, I was trying to talk to him. But at the end, bro, that was all you.
That was all me?
That was all you. Because you went in for the snap first. And then here come all the fucking goons.
Oh, yeah.
All the goons came in. And then you guys basically quadruple gangbanged her, bro. Y'all gangbanged that snap.
I didn't get no snap. That's all I'm saying.
I didn't get no snap either.
Alfred didn't get no snap either.
Oh, you didn't? I thought you did.
Dude, I am not going to ask for her snap when all three of you already asked for it, bro. Nah, I'm chilling, bro. If y'all didn't, I would have asked for it, but...
Oh, God, bro. That's like a train without the dicks.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Y'all basically gangbanged
it. It's pretty much a
fucking... I was the first one, so that's all that matters.
It's a fucking digital gangbang, bro. Digital
Like, she got the whole squad on snap. She's going to choose her prey. That's crazy, bro.
Oh, shit. That was...
But, all right. So, basically, we got out of the club. We hit the stair climber. Because we decided to park on the toppest, highest. We the highest in the room floor. Of the parking garage.
Yeah, we up.
Because we up and we the highest in the room. Stop fucking playing with me. But, so we walked up there and, you know, we was chilling. My boy Eric was crunk.
Oh, hell yeah.
My boy Schemer 400 was crunk as fuck.
Did I not tell the homie at the garage, say, yeah, what are you guys doing? What are you guys here for? To get crunk. I said we were going to do. To get crunk.
Oh my god. Okay, hold on. So at our local clubs in Utah, Salt Lake City, right? We got to park in a parking garage. And this old man looks like he can be playing fucking Santa Claus or Jack Frost, whoever, right? Takes your fucking ticket and he asks you, yeah, what are you guys here for? You know, a normal fucking person, normal group of people be like, oh, I'm here for a 21st birthday. Oh, we're here to hit the club. Oh, we're here to, you know, do whatever. Concert, whatever. Nah. What is the Schemer of 400 fucking tell this old ass nigga? This dude probably like pushing 60, 70, bro. This boy old. My boy said, yo, what are you guys here for? Oh, we're here to get crunk. My nigga said, what the fuck? Nigga said, what the fuck? That's probably the first time he's ever heard crunk.
He said, not drunk. Crunk.
He said, what the fuck does that mean? Yeah. So, yeah. But back to the story. So after we hit the stair climber, we were chilling in the parking garage on the top. And these two honeys and this, what was it, a Toyota?
It was a Toyota Prius, 45 miles per gallon.
Two honeys in the Toyota Prius, the three screen action on their asses, right? They're fucking chilling. One of her homegirls was fucking literally dying. these goons decided, yeah, let me spit game. Let's spit game at this bitch. So this bitch got hit basically quadrupled way with a little seasoning of me as well.
Hard. Seasoning.
And when I say these dudes be coming up with the dumbest fucking bullshit I've ever heard in my life, bro. Like, one day I will release the raw files to YouTube.
Not the raw files, nigga.
And y'all fucking see what the fuck happened this night. But let's just say I didn't fucking know I was the DD for a fucking highway patrol, a world class double platinum rapper, and two normal male civilians that are crunk. I did not fucking know I was fucking driving fucking the 18.
Hey, let's not lie here though, bro. She was fucking with that whole rapper life, bro. Like, I know in the back of her head, she's like, if this nigga's telling the truth, I just hit gold.
You just hit gold with the rapper?
She hit gold with it. That's what she was thinking. She's like, shit. Should I believe him or not?
You really think a fucking platinum rapper is going to go to fucking Echo for fun?
YG did.
Yeah, but he performed.
Yeah, you're right. Well, what if he performed? Have you thought about that?
Exactly. Oh, yeah. We're all packing in into a fucking Nissan.
Hold on. Oh, yeah. Hold on,
let me fucking tell you.
Hold on, my nigga.
With no security. Let me fucking tell you.
True. True. True.
But you see Post Malone be going to Brewski's on 25th Street.
For real?
He went once, right?
Yeah, he went. Well, that was for a commercial, dog.
I don't give a fuck if it was for a commercial or not. He was still there, was he not?
Yeah. Oh, but if he did it for something, shut the fuck then up. That doesn't make sense.
Shut the fuck up. He was there. If... He was there. I don't care. He was there.
Nah, it's so different.
He was at your local Walmart. Stop playing.
Bro, if now look, if one day Post Malone just comes to kick it at fucking a ledge, then I'll be like, what the fuck is he doing here? But if he's doing something for bread, bruh.
For Bud Light, too.
Yeah, see? That's hella different.
My bad, niggas. Let a rapper dream.
Okay, so I have a serious question for you.
For me? I have
questions for you.
For who? For me or Eric?
For Mr. J here.
Yes, sir.
Hit him with it. All
right.
Hit me with it, bro.
So you were toxin. Toxin.
I was a toxin?
You were fucking talking to this chick on the driver's seat of this Toyota Prius. And you told her that you were a rapper.
Right.
What came over your head to tell her, yeah, I'm going to tell this bitch I'm a rapper?
Okay, if I'm being honest with you, bro, I don't know if you guys know this or not, but this hasn't been taught in Eric's School of Rizology.
Oh, this is not part of Batiology 101?
This is not part of the academics.
This is a...
Secret menu type
B? This is a secret menu type B, right?
Animal style fries?
Yeah, so usually my riz consists of being stupid. So like half of the time, I don't know what's going to come out of my... It just comes, bro. No homo.
No homo.
It just comes out. So Eric said, nigga. And I'm like, hey, Eric, you can't say that shit, bro. And then she's like, yeah, you can't say that.
Oh, yeah?
And I said, I can say it. I'm black. So I was like, well, fuck it. I already told a little white lie. Why not just say I'm a rapper, too? And then I was looking at the mountains, and I'm like, damn, low-key. Nice view. There's a big-ass light right there. I live right there. So I told her I lived at the big-ass house at the top of the mountain next to Post Malone. And that's how it happened, bro. It just came organically. Even though
my boy lives in fucking Morgan...
I don't give a fuck. She don't have to know that. It's close enough.
Oh, she going to know now.
Yeah, you're right.
You said it's close enough. So, you told her you're a rapper.
You just go with the flow. Yeah, hell yeah.
And then you told her your name was Big J.
Big J.
Is that your rapper name?
It is now. I got it from my favorite rapper, Big T. Shout out my nigga Big T. He doing big things. See, now if Big T performs at Sky, I respect it because he's up and coming.
He's not washed.
He's not washed.
He's been up and coming for the past like 8 years.
Leave my nigga alone, bro.
To me, he opened up for Baby Bash. Fuck out of here.
Mr. Capone, or some shit like that.
Sorry, Cuzzo. I didn't mean to disrespect.
It's cool.
Who
bro.
Have you opened up for?
Who?
You.
Who have I opened up for?
Yeah.
Oh, bro. It's crazy. It's like people you ain't even heard of, bro. You ever heard of NBA Old Boy? Bet you haven't. I bet you haven't. That's how exclusive my shit is, bro. Alfred, stop, bro.
Oh my fucking God. Oh my God, no.
I hate this dude so much.
But yeah, man, the list goes on and on. I know, it's pretty big names out there. They just know they just don't know them. They're unknown. They're the most known unknown.
The
most known unknown.
Like, if you know, you know type shit, you know? But yeah, man.
Yo, Alf, you good?
Alf, you good? You good, G? Well,
NBA old boy.
Oh, shit.
Bro, my stomach hurts, bro.
NBA old boy.
Looking like you
that's,
fucking...
That's how exclusive you are.
Don't fucking V-shred over there or what, bro?
I just got done doing fucking insanity with my nigga Shanti.
Shut the fuck up.
Six minute ab workout. Not clickbait.
You good over there, my boy?
Oh, bro, having a laugh attack. That's crazy.
Oh, fuck. That was fucking... That was gold. Clip that.
Clip that. That's going on our TikTok.
All right.
What the fuck happened on our TikTok?
Let's get a little serious here.
All right. Bet.
Johnny, have you seen the new Deadpool movie?
No, I haven't, bro. I'm actually going to watch it this weekend, so please don't spoil it. Please. Sorry, bro.
It's a good movie, though.
Sick-ass invite to the Deadpool movie.
You want
to
go watch it?
Yeah.
But let's go.
When are you going?
Friday.
It's Friday.
I'll have to take a rain check on you, buddy.
All right.
Got to get down on Friday.
What about you, Alfred? You want to go?
Low-key, I'm down.
Friday? You got it off?
No.
What time are you off?
Not yet. What time are you going?
Oh, not yet. I have to hatch a plan.
Shit, I'll let you know.
But
even though I've already fucking watched it. No, look, I'll give you a hot take right now.
Oh, I bet.
Without trying to spoil it too much.
Okay.
The movie itself was great.
Okay.
Like the story and everything about it was fire. The only thing to me is...
Don't say shit about Hugh Jackman.
No.
Thank you.
No. I like Hugh Jackman.
Thanks, bro.
I think if it didn't have Hugh Jackman, I don't think the movie would be as good.
Okay.
But, you don't fuck with the jokes.
No, I don't like... Personally, I don't like jokes about fucking, like, genitalia and shit.
Like balls, nigga?
Yeah. I don't find that funny. I know it's supposed to be funny, but I don't find that funny.
You know what? That makes sense. A lot of ball jokes in there or what?
No, but, like, you know, there's a lot of,
there's a couple.
Sexual humor, I should say.
Oh, okay.
It's funny, though.
You know, some of it is funny, but some of it is, like, really played out. You know.
It's 444, Make-A-Wish.
Why is this in a Marvel movie? But it was good, though. It was good.
That's good, bro.
Big scene, I'm with.
I'm going to have to
Deadpool
watch it.
Deadpool talks a lot of trash.
That what?
Deadpool talks a lot of shit.
Yeah.
And you'll see what I'm talking about. You'll see.
That sounds like it would be Deadpool.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you Hugh Jackman? Wait, have you watched the other two movies?
The two Deadpool movies?
Yeah.
I watched the first one. I think I might have watched the second one.
Dude, I swear to God, no one's watched the second one.
But I don't remember the second one. Like, I feel like I did, but I don't remember it.
Bro, everyone that I've asked about Deadpool, no one's seen the second one. Everyone's only seen the first one.
What was the second one about again?
I have no idea. I never watched it.
I watched it, but I fucking forgot what it was about.
Yeah, see, that's how trash it was. Let's watch it. No homo. Let's watch it tonight.
No.
No homo.
Y'all down? Let me know.
Loki.
Sleepover. I got a futon, nigga. I got a futon.
We got the casting couch now.
Facts. Let me know. I was going to go buy another one, but...
You're going to buy another one?
Well, yeah. Okay, so.
For what? Why? Do you have the room?
Long story short, nigga. Yeah, I do. I got the room, all right? A lot of square footage here. I bought one because I've been wanting one.
You know those bitches are uncomfortable, right?
I don't, Eric, shut the fuck up, bro. Shut up. I bought one because I wanted something to, like, you know, sit on, like, so I could actually use my fucking living room. Because we got rid of our old couches because my dog kept pissing on them. And they were not leather. So I'm like, I'm going to get some cheap ones, some cheap leather ones. So if anything happens to them, they're easy to clean. And if they get ruined, then they weren't that expensive. So I got a pair. I got it at a yard sale, right, type shit. Go to the next yard sale, there was another one. But I didn't know if it fit, so I didn't get it. But by the time I measured it, I had forgotten. And the yard sale was gone. So, yeah.
Low-key, a futon would be sick. But not for the sleeping aspect, though.
They're uncomfortable. You know they're uncomfortable as fuck, right?
More for a couch.
My bad, Eric. I didn't know the fucking sewers had luxury, nigga.
I wouldn't even consider that luxury, dog.
What the fuck is up with you right now,
bro? What do you mean?
I feel like I just bought a ticket to Laugh Factory, bro.
Oh, you know what's crazy? When I was little, I was in elementary. I wanted to be a comedian, bro, but that never panned out. I never pursued my dream.
My bad, Eric.
Fuck. Well, my nigga talking like he fucking owns a mansion or some shit. You know they're uncomfortable, right?
Hey, dog, oh, God. I was just letting you know, dog.
My bad, nigga.
My boy living in nothing but luxury. My nigga ain't got a king. He ain't got a queen. He ain't got a fool. He ain't got a twin. My nigga got an emperor.
Oh, shit. The emperor? That's a new size,
what,
right?
Yeah. What the fuck's the emperor, dog?
I don't know, but you seem to know what comfort is.
I don't know. I've only had the fool and the fucking...
Shit.
The fuck is the... What goes past the fucking king? The California king?
California king?
Yeah.
Oh, my bad, bro.
And then it's fucking emperor. The emperor. That's what you got, because shit. That ain't comfortable, bro. Shit.
No, having a fucking Cali queen, Cali king is cool enough, but that just takes up so much fucking space in the room, bro.
I mean, that's what it's for. So you could lay on it. And have a lot of room.
Big ass bed.
Big ass bed.
Big ass bed. I wouldn't even take up like fucking half of that shit.
Yeah, that's why you have a bitch. Maybe two.
Maybe three.
Maybe three, bro. Fucking bring all the bitches from Echo.
Exactly. Your three bitches right there.
Right there. Boom, boom, blow.
Only thing is which arm you gonna extend. The left one or the right one?
Fuck. I got hyperextend that bitch.
I would suggest pick your dominant one.
Hey, hyperextend that shit like I was in the fucking truck. What that mean?
I don't get it.
No, you didn't see it. You weren't in the group chat for that one.
Oh.
I know my boy Alf knows what I'm talking about.
You know who else doesn't get it? Anybody else?
Hee hee. What makes it all better? They don't need to know everything.
Damn.
Okay. Sorry, Eric. Part two. Fuck, bro.
Part three? What you mean?
Part fucking two, bro. I didn't know I was going to fucking confession school with all these apologies and shit. Like, sorry I did you wrong, Eric, my lord. Fuck.
My messiah, my savior. My lord. What the fuck is wrong with you? Who are you?
So what happens when I donate plasma, bro? It gets to me.
The hee-hees come out.
The hee-hee. Yeah. But anyways, man. Where were we?
After Deadpool, I have no idea.
We just kind of went off on a tangent, huh?
Yeah, and then you had to fucking apologize to Lord Eric like three times.
I ain't going to apologize no more, bro. I'm done being sorry. Sorry for that much, bro.
Don't be sorry, ho. Just don't do it again.
Oh.
Nah, Eric. I'm done. I'm done, bro. I'm not one of your little hoes that you could talk to like that, bro.
Ooh.
All right?
Ooh.
Now you better fucking stop before I tell your mom to ground you.
Shut the fuck up.
She'll do anything for daddy. Nah, just kidding, bro. Anyways, Eric. So of all the three girls that you got at the club, I never asked, who did you keep on talking to and who do you see potential here with?
Okay, I can answer the first one.
Okay.
All three of them he's still talking to.
You talking all three of them?
No.
I fine. All two of them you're still talking to.
Okay, so you're done with Tupac. She had a Tupac tattoo, that's why.
Did she?
Yeah, it was a.
Okay, someone was looking.
Well, no, it's because I seen it. It was like an old English, and it said "Life goes on." And I'm like, Tupac. She's like, yeah, you know. And I'm like, yeah, fuck yeah. I'm a fucking hip hop head, girl.
Oh, my nigga was feeling her.
Hold on.
Oh, it was feeling.
Baby. No wonder she was feeling you.
Oh, baby. No wonder he wanted to play Cupid.
Nah, not my boy.
His excuse to go talk to her.
That's crazy. I don't need no excuse to talk to anybody, Eric.
Okay, we'll go on.
Okay. Oh, yeah. So, you got...
So, Tupac out of the question.
And then we got... do we have nicknames for them?
Let's put fucking Abuelita... And fucking...
Oh, Abuelita's crazy, bro.
And fucking Tinashe. Oh, no, Mrs. Independent. I like yours.
Oh, Miss Independent. Yeah, it's Miss Independent and fucking SpongeBob's mom. Yeah. Abuelita.
Let's
Chocolate.
So who am I talking to right now?
Yeah, you talking to Abuelita or you talking to Miss Independent?
Well, look. Essentially, I'm talking to both of them.
Damn!
See, hold on.
All right, Mac Daddy. Sorry, bro.
Don't fucking underestimate my boy.
But I'm only like... I can't... Like, talk... I guess you could say, like, talking to one of them.
Oh, you talking. Now, what do you mean, talking? Can you explain?
Yeah, what's the difference of talking and then talking?
I mean, like, we just, like, you know, we bullshit, kind of talk. There are some ha-ha-has, you know?
What did it say? That did not explain for shit.
Eric, if I was a fucking student and you were a teacher,
I'm failing the test, bro.
Look.
My boy telling me I take notes on this bitch. None of the notes are on the test.
None of the notes.
No, it's like, I'm not really like talking to both of them because like what one of them.
Okay, hold on. You need to still elaborate. What is talking? What
like,
is talking?
Like fucking like, what flirt, is like flirting talking? Type shit.
Okay, so one of them is a friend and one of them is a fuck. Is what you're saying.
Yeah, you can say that.
Let's dumb it down real quick.
Yeah. Stop being nervous about this.
No, it's not even that. Look. So, the second one.
Okay, can we reveal her, what is it called? Her job?
Which one?
Miss Independent.
Was that?
Yeah.
She does her job?
Yeah. Can I say it?
Yeah, sure.
She's a teacher. Look, my nigga.
P.E. teacher.
P.E. teacher.
Pacer test type beat. Ultimate frisbee. But some may refer to it as ultimate.
Stupid.
Okay.
Okay, so the teacher is the one that you're talking to.
No, not, the teacher is the friend.
Yeah, you're talking. Yeah. Oh, yeah. You say you're talking. Not talking, yeah. Talking, but talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so she's the one talking.
Yeah.
And then the Abuelita Chocolate.
And you're talking to her.
Talking. Yeah.
Okay. okay. Yeah. Pretty fresh, bro.
The thing is, like, literally with her, she has the literal opposite schedule of mine.
Oh, man.
Rats. That's never a good sign. Rats. Stupid.
Because she works graves, and my days off are her are the days that she works, and my days off are the day that,
Damn. That Why'd you guys plan it like that?
A break quickie, huh?
I don't know.
A break quickie. Hey, you got to do what you got to do, bro.
Damn. Low key.
So.
My boy gonna have to be staying up to talk to her. Fuck. What up, baby? You really do, because if you think about it, y'all be sleeping at the opposite times.
Yeah. So what you know about her, bro? She got kids, grandkids.
You know.
Oh, I know she don't got no kids, so.
Oh, she don't got no kids? No.
Great grandkids. Yeah.
No, I still need to figure out her age.
Hey, look, the kid, that's a good sign. Good sign. Good choice. Good answer.
Yeah, good answer.
Hey, it's looking a little bright. Little.
No kids, huh?
Okay, no kids.
Eric not playing stepdaddy anymore.
Okay, no, sir.
Eric's not a stepdad. He got to, you know, single. Okay, look, I just got to ask, bro. Do you know if she's, you know, she's divorced? Hmm? Has she been married before?
I don't think so.
Is she on the pill?
I don't know. There's only one way to find out on that.
Sucks. Does she put out on the first date?
There's only one way to find out.
Hard. Man, what's her... No, I can't say. We can't say her name. That's so disrespectful.
Does she got a one-bedroom apartment?
Dog, I haven't been asking you all these fucking personal questions.
Are we still keeping it with the familia?
Oh, he's on them friendly questions. Like, all right, what's your favorite color, girl?
No, that's the thing. It's like I'm not even like asking like
damn, girl. No, what's like, your we favorite just place chit-chan. To eat?
No, like, we just mean like chit-chan.
What y'all chit chat about? Though,
yeah,
bro?
What do you guys talk about?
Last that I checked right now was about smoking.
This is fucking crazy, bro. Hold on. Let's backtrack a little bit. All I'm saying, bro, I break the ice, right? I get to know somebody. Like, let's say I'm talking to Granny Punani over there, okay? I go up. I'm like, yo, what's up, abuelita? I'm Johnny, you know, we start chopping it up. Yeah, like I'm 26. I grew up in the area. You know, blah, blah, blah.
You know, that is very true, though. How do you not know her age?
I feel
like you know her age.
No, I really don't. No. On boys.
Because I think that's one of the first things.
No, because like, look, if I knew her age and if I knew she was like 40, I would tell you, God damn, bro, this bitch is 40. Nah, I don't know even her age yet. Not damn. Yet.
Damn.
Yeah.
I find that very crazy and hard to believe. You're telling me you're like, oh, okay, add me on Snap. Hey, girl, what do you like smoking? Like, no. What?
Oh, so you roll yourself?
Oh, so you're a flower type girl, huh? Me, no, I'm more of a cartridge
like, so
guy.
When we were like talking, I swiped up on her story. I don't remember what the fuck I said.
But yeah, my plug is 17. Sorry, Eric.
No te haces,
oh, I'm sorry, bro.
No, yeah, so it's like I swiped up on her story, you know, saying like I was like, oh hey, you know, do you remember? She goes, yeah, I remember you. She's like, your friends were hella like literally like mad staring. I'm like, yeah, I know, like sorry. So my friends were just fucking being dumbasses and shit. So we're kind of just like talking a little bit, seeing like, oh, like you know those that, like who you usually go out with and shit. And I'm like, nah, I usually go out with, you know, with these homies. I told him that, you know, we're out there for your brother's birthday and yeah. Shit. So we kind of just been TikTok. Just chitting time from here.
Okay.
And then she asked me if I smoke, and I said, yeah.
Oh, she definitely smoked, bro.
Oh, yeah.
What's she smoke? Huh? What's she smoke?
Granddaddy Perp.
Huh?
Granddaddy Perp.
What the fuck is Granddaddy Perp?
The fuck is that? Crack?
The half wheel. That's the strain.
Granddaddy Perp.
Granddaddy Perp.
Fits. It fits.
No, I'm just kidding. I don't know what the...
Oh, I was going to say, no wonder you're vibing with her. Great. Shout out, Whatnot.
Leave my Whatnot alone, bro. Kivadu was going live. Shout out, Kivadu.
Damn. So when are you going to ask her, bro? You got to ask her, bro.
To ask her?
Oh, yeah.
Huh?
The thing I'm gonna ask her tomorrow or like today.
You gotta ask her, look, I'm gonna just be real with you. Like, you know, and look, you can make it be smooth a little bit. She's like, yeah, like, you could, look, you know what you could do? Could lie to her. Not even lie. You could just be like, yeah, I'm planning out my birthday. I'm gonna be fucking, you know, 27, 26. Yeah. Are you around my age?
Facts.
Or you can just send it, and then she's like, oh, my God. She'll either say, you know, be chill with it, or she'll be like, oh, my God, you're so young.
Low-key, bro, you know what I would do? Like, girl, I'm going to fucking, let me think of a good place. Mongolia. I'm going to Mongolia next year. I need to know your Chinese zodiac sign. And there, you can have a good guess, bro, because... You look.
It's got to be one of those 5 years.
It's got to be one of those. And if she's let's say she's a cock, right? Like, okay, she can't be 1990. She got to be, you know, this old. That's a good way to tell.
Okay. That's not
a bad idea.
Not a bad idea.
Is it a little complicated? A little bit?
Hell fucking yeah, it is complicated. Yeah,
because then...
And that's always just a guess.
Facts. And it could be either 42 or... 31, I don't know. How many signs is there?
Is it only 12?
I have no idea, but he has to get the correct one because there's a different one too.
It's going
to
be a 12 year gap, bro. So she could either be 30 or 42.
Look, that's slick, but that's a little complicated, my boy. I think too complicated for you.
I'll just ask.
Yeah.
Nah, go with the Alfie one. Tell her you're having a birthday party.
Yeah, just tell her you're having, you know. Be like, what's up, bro? How old is you? You get... What's up? You get the senior discount yet or what?
That's crazy.
You get the senior discount going Corral?
Shit, is it going to be $21 or $18 at the theater for us?
Now that's out of pocket.
What the fuck do you get that shit?
65.
65?
Yeah.
Yeah, it depends.
Most places, no? 65?
It's like, so some places do like 62, 63.
Really? Yeah. I mean, yeah, that's fair. But I think at least 60, right?
Yeah, I think it's 60s now.
Or maybe even 55. Should we look it up?
Let's look it up. Oh, wait, you know what, dude? I think my dad gets it low-key.
Senior discount.
And that nigga's...
Age.
Let's see.
Your dad gets a senior discount?
I think. I'm not sure.
Damn, how old is that nigga?
I told you
God
that.
God damn.
Yeah. I told you have young ass parents.
55. Yeah, so 55 is the lowest. 55 is the lowest. A lot of them are 65.
Old ass parents. God damn.
Low key. They've been around.
Well, I guess they start at 50.
No, that's why it's some places, like I think the theater does 60. But like at some restaurants, I know some restaurants do like under 50 or like over a little bit past 50.
You gotta be 55 at Arby's.
They got senior.
Apparently, I looked it up right now. I don't know. Senior I don't coffee? Know, bro.
My boy gets the senior roast beef sandwich.
All I know is when I worked at Burger King, there was these two guys that used to come all the time to get their senior coffee for like 50 cents.
The homie that would always fucking set up his little table with the newspaper?
No.
Do you know what homie I'm talking about?
No, but ooh. I remember that guy.
You guys really had a senior coffee?
Yeah, I swear, bro. 50
what the
cents.
Fuck?
Just like how there's a senior coffee at McDonald's.
For real?
Yeah.
What the fuck? Senior coffee. Damn.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah, can't wait to be a senior, man. Get all the benefits. That's what I said when I turned 21, and here I am now, complaining.
Complaining.
What benefits do you get being 21 minus the booze?
You get to go to the club.
You get to go to the club.
You get, hey, bro, you get to get crunk. Isn't that
enough? But what do you mean? My boy don't like going to the clubs, or he don't like drinking.
Isn't that enough benefits?
Well, are you talking about me?
Yeah.
You know what's crazy, bro? I actually did up until I turned 21, and then I was like, ah, I'm tired of it. Like, I probably enjoyed it for, like, half a year, and then I was done. Bro turned 21 and went to jail and stopped drinking. Like,
damn.
That's the story of my life.
I'm locked up. They won't literally let me out. Damn. Pretty hard. Well, Eric, look, I'm hoping nothing but success for you in your escapades with women.
Specifically.
But all I'm saying, my boy, is if she pushing that... that big 4-0 that deserves a yeah.
She's gonna be the new Rado. I'm here to stay.
40.
Fuck.
That's crazy, Eric. I don't know. You like them.
Hey, bro. But to look, to be fair, to be 40, bro, she had some assets.
Yeah, definitely.
Not gonna lie. But, man.
Yeah, she was telling me, she's like, yeah, but your friends were all talking shit and shit, calling me fat. And I was like, no. I know.
She wasn't fat.
No, she was. Look, bro. She was fit. She was low-key fit. And she low-key. Look, bro. She had a nice little ass. I ain't even going to hold you. But I. The only thing is.
All right, Eric. Let's be real, bro. I want to get to the fucking, you know, grimy. Did you get a chub?
From Dancing With It?
Yeah. Let's be real.
No, did he.
Did you?
Yeah.
That's fucking, that's okay, crazy, okay. Bro.
I have a question. Now elaborating with the chub, bro. So when you dancing with the bitch and you got a chub, okay, bro, you like thrusting on her or what? That's a real, real raw question here.
A little bit. I was putting more force into it.
A little bit. Why do you do that? To make sure she knows you got a big dude. Or what? You want to hear that? Damn, Poppy, you're hot.
That's crazy, bro. Hold on. Don't ever say that shit again, bro.
Damn.
But yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's why I would grab her from... That's why I grabbed her waist. The movie, like, from side to side.
Yeah, oh. No. Like, I was seeing my boy. I was seeing you get down. No worry, bro. Like, I wasn't watching, but, like, I was. I seen my boy, you know.
Fucking Johnny, I was. I was, like, literally about to fucking, like, bend her over, too. I was like,
crazy.
Yeah.
In the middle of the club is crazy.
Yeah, because I put my hand on her back, and I'm like, we'll see what's up. And I was like, nah, I'll just fucking put my
hand on her. Okay, hold on. If you bent her over, what were you going to do? You're gonna.
he was about to become the dancing bear. That's crazy. That's fucking crazy.
Damn. You dog.
Should have asked her if she knew Ben.
Ben?
Yeah. And be like, Ben who? Be like, bend over, bitch. Alright, I'm gonna shut the fuck up now. Good night.
You should have told her you were the fucking avatar, bro.
What?
The master of backbending.
Shut the fuck up, dude. I fucking hate you, dog.
Not the backbending, boy. That's crazy.
But yeah, no, she told me she was feeling it.
Oh, she was?
Yeah.
Like she was feeling you or she was feeling it, like both. The dick?
Both.
Like she felt your dick?
Yeah.
She told you that?
Yeah.
Hard. Literally.
No diddy,
but it's true. Let's be real.
Okay, Eric. I see you.
I didn't know you were chill like that, Eric.
I didn't know you get down.
Well, looks like Rizology 101. Oh, what is it? Baddiology?
Baddiology.
Baddiology 101 has paid off for you, bro. When do you plan on publishing it, bro?
When do I? Oh.
Yeah, when?
I need to send it to a team real quick to do some fine checking, you know?
Okay.
My boy said he got the rough draft, but he needs the finished product? Okay.
That's crazy. Hope it does good, man.
Me too. I'm buying.
He said, I'm buying.
Shout out my boy, supposed to be publishing in 2025, Baddiology 101 by Eric Barboza, New York Times bestseller.
It's going to be New York bestseller for sure.
It's going to be, bro. I'm manifesting it.
For sure.
But yeah. That's all we got.
But yeah.
That's all.
Well, I just wanted to talk about Eric's fantastic escapade.
Damn. Did I let you down?
Who?
You.
Why would you let me down?
I don't know. You kept saying, dog, you better at least go be dancing with someone tonight.
No, you didn't let me down, bro. Eric, I'm proud of you.
Eric, you made me proud, bro. You made me proud. You want to know why you even made me proud,
though? Why?
It's not even that you fucking dance with bitches. It's that you did. I don't think, at least I don't think. I can't think at the top of my head right now. But I don't think you did anything clumsy.
He fell.
Did you fall?
When?
He fell.
When? You fell?
He fell.
When?
I don't remember, but you fell.
I don't remember I fell.
You tripped.
I don't remember this.
That you were drunk. He tripped.
He tripped?
He tripped.
Oh, well, what part? What part?
Sorry, I don't remember. You was there.
Was he going up the stairs?
No.
Sorry.
It was on the dance floor.
I revoke my saying.
I don't remember this.
And some other nigga fell too.
So I remember nah, when that nigga fell.
See, okay, Eric didn't fall. Eric tripped.
I didn't see Eric do anything. That's why I was impressed. No, when when that nigga fell, that random ass nigga, he fell on his back, bro. And nah, he took a minute to get up. Look, I'm telling you. That day I saw Eric fall at the club, my nigga got right back up quick. I don't know if it's because that's how he be doing or he just did not want no one to see that he fell. I do not blame him for either or, though, because I would not want no nigga to see me fall either.
But I got up quick, but though, no, did
he
I not?
He got up quick. Like, that homie that fell, bro, he took a fat he minute, did, bro.
Everybody was worried.
This homie was fucking searching for a foul or some shit, nigga.
I thought he was dead, low key. he's done for.
Yeah, that homie was cooked.
Let him cook.
But
all right, now that's it.
All right, now that's it for sure.
Next week we'll be back with some more interesting shit. Eric, keep doing your thing, bro. Make me proud. Keep being a Riz God, bro.
Get this to 5,000 likes and we'll fucking reveal the age next week.
Get this to 10,000 likes and we'll reveal the age and the raw video footage.
The raw. Bet.
Okay, no, hold on. Real question. Sorry. Which one would you say was the baddest one out of all three then?
Was the baddest one?
Yeah.
Easily the Prius one.
The Prius one?
I agree.
The PE teacher. Easily.
She was a little tall for me, but...
How tall?
I couldn't really tell. No, so you said she was 6 foot?
No, she was tall. She was tall?
She told me she's 6 foot.
It's cool. I'm a short king. I'm cool with it. Call me Lord Farquaad.
That's why she...
Oh, that's what she didn't like.
No, she out of the three easily. That was her only flaw. But don't let that discourage you, my king.
Facts.
I can't do taller girls. Nah. I don't want to look up. No.
They bad. No lie.
Hold on. One more question. Who was the drunkest out of all of us? It wasn't me or Alfie, so it was either.
I think it was fucking Eric.
I think it was me, dog.
It's between you, Christian,
and Barlow's. I think it was you or Christian, to be honest.
Yeah, I think it was
like
me.
Barlow's was drunk, but I don't think he was that.
And Christian?
Christian was cooked.
Christian was cooked, huh?
Eric was cooked. Both of them were cooked. So
it was that fucking
that was easily
it was Eric. That fishbowl, bro. That watermelon AMF.
Hey, but was it worth it though? Was it worth it?
Yeah. Well, I don't know, cause how much is a regular fucking watermelon AMF? Isn't it like fucking $12?
Yeah.
Damn.
Something like that.
So now you might as well just fucking buy them separate.
How much was the fishbowl?
29, maybe 30 after tax.
It's $30.
Yeah.
¿Y cuánto te ponga?
I think it is two AMS.
That's it?
I don't know.
No.
I don't know.
$30? God damn. Should have kept for $30, I would have kept the ball.
Why did you want to throw it over?
Shit, you should have.
Bro was really trying to scheme up a plan to throw the ball over the fence so you can get it out
there. Hey, even the bartender said, I can't control what you do, so if you do, then go ahead.
Look, to be fair, I'm not even gonna lie. I wouldn't be surprised if niggas be ganking them shits.
But like, what the fuck am I gonna do with that fishbowl? Fucking put a fish in
it? Now, what are you gonna do with that? I had no clue. But
go to PetSmart, buy a goldfish.
Hey, bro, you can say this is your gift from fucking Echo.
Facts. Yeah. All right, next time we're going to Sky, though. That's all I'm saying.
Bet. I'm down.
Let's go.
Because Echo disappointed.
Low-key, it fucking did.
Like, it was a fun night, but that club looks terrible now.
It just needs to shut down and to finish the remodeling.
Yeah, like, I almost felt like I was in fucking Home Depot, bro. They had, like, the unfinished painted walls. Like, what the fuck?
Fucking no VIP tables. They, besides the one upstairs,
bro, tell me those VIP, tell me those tables did not look sorry as fuck.
No, they did, bro.
Like, the niggas that were sitting there, bro, look sorry, dude. They did not look like they were having a time.
Nah. Look, I would have asked for a whole refund, bro.
Oh, God, bro. Like, nah, they might as well just make those regular fucking chairs to chill on. At this point.
Oh, God, bro. Tables were whack. The club was like a, you know.
It was like a fucking Friday night.
It was like a 5-to-1 dick pussy ratio. It wasn't cool.
Hey, and low key, bro. I don't know if this was just me, bro. Those lights were blinding the fuck out of me.
Oh, God, bro. I was like, seizure warning or that, not? What the hell? Oh, what's going on here?
That was y'all done. I mean.
No?
Nah, that shit was flashing too fucking much.
Just say you were gonna have a seizure already.
No, because I don't faint like that.
Do you?
No, but... Yeah, Sky is the move.
Next time.
Sky Ultra Lounge.
But we'll see.
I think that's it for real.
All right, let's wrap it up then. Thanks for tuning in, guys.
Wrap it up, D.
Thanks for listening today.
Man, shout out Chris. Shout out my brother. Shout out
Prius Girl.
Shout out Prius Girl. Shout out SpongeBob's mom. Shout out Tupac Girl. And we out. See y'all next week. Peace out.
Yeah.